There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com. I write for Vegas Magazine and Niche Media, and I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including The Sunday, which comes out on the Sunday, except when it comes out on
The Saturday,
and that's my impression of Tricia McCrone, who is off this week, and she's been mired in Casa de Shenandoah Museum action over there on the corner of Pecos and Sunset Roads that opened a week ago. And Dish, as she mentioned last week in our interview with Wayne Newton, her brother-in-law and the proprietor of the museum property, she's been very busy. So I'm handling this week's show solo, but Trish will be back soon enough. I can promise you that. One thing I do want to talk about a little bit here off the top is there's a musical in progress, in production, and it's called, in development they call it, and it's called Idaho the Musical. And it's been written by Las Vegas composer and arranger and music director Keith Thompson, who is the music director of Jersey Boys at Paris Las Vegas, and his writing partner Buddy Sheffield, who's done a lot of comedy writing on TV and in film, especially for In Living Color. He was the head writer for example. And what is happening with this musical? It opens in July of 2016 at Reynolds Hall at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. Myron Martin, the president of the Smith Center, and one of its top executives, Paul Beard, made this happen in a deal that they made with Keith and Buddy and the producers of Idaho. Andy Walmsley, who's a friend of mine, who's an Emmy Award-winning set designer, is the set designer for Idaho. All these people are behind Idaho the Musical. And in covering this this production and writing about it and talking to the various principals on the creative team and the executives, it occurred to me that nobody in this collective has ever visited Idaho, which we call the Gem State. So soon, this weekend, I'll be flying to Boise with this group, landing in Boise, Idaho. We're going to be spending a couple of days crisscrossing the state, visiting the state capitol, visiting the Idaho Potato Museum, and visiting my father's bed and breakfast, the Lava Hot Springs Inn in Lava Hot Springs, Idaho, population 408, or is it 406? I can't remember. There are a couple people who come in and out of the town, and I don't know if they're counted officially. Anyway, they're in southeastern Idaho, and we're going to learn a little bit about Idaho. And so that's where I'll be this weekend, and I'm looking forward to covering that and writing all about that. And upcoming, I've got a bunch of stories that are coming up. And currently, by the way, in the Las Vegas Weekly, I want to talk a little bit about Chris Angel and a story that I wrote for the cover of the Weekly that's out now. Chris has got a show called The Supernaturalists. That's a collection of nine different types of illusionists and magicians of note. And that is in New Brunswick, New Jersey right now. And it's going to be touring the East Coast and somewhere, some dates in the Midwest. And Chris is going to be having some big announcements soon out of the Luxor Theater, where he's been since October 2008. So it's his seventh anniversary coming up. And Chris and I have long talked about doing a cover story for the Weekly, and it's finally happening. So be on the lookout for that. And otherwise, we're just going to be gearing up for some coverage of the Fright Dome, also the Halloween attraction at Circus. Jason Egan is going to be on the show within the next couple of weeks to talk about that. That's its 13th year there. And Jason is a great success story, and they've got many, many new attractions and amenities there at the Fright Dome. It's at the Adventure Dome at Circus, and it's a crazy Halloween attraction for most members of the family, if you don't mind being a little freaked out. With that, I'm going to welcome our movie critic, Josh Bell. He's going to be talking about movies shortly. And then our guest this week is the great Jennifer Romas. She's a choreographer and director who brought Sexy, the adult review, to Westgate Cabaret. We're going to update what's going on with Jen and what's going on with the show. So stick around. I know I will.
This is hypnotist Catherine Hicklin. You probably know me best from One Life to Live. You're listening to Cats with the Dish.
John, do you know what I do to Raz?
It ain't Raz, Jimmy. It's an alliance.
An alliance between me and the FBI.
No, between you and me. I can help you, Jimmy, and you can help me.
That's Johnny Depp as notorious Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger and Joel Edgerton as FBI agent John Connolly in the biopic Black Mass. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Black Mass tells the true story of Bulger's reign of terror in Boston in the 70s and 80s, when the FBI turned a blind eye to his drug dealing, extortion, and murders. It's a solid but somewhat empty recounting of true events, without any perspective or stylistic angle on the story. Depp still can't quite capture the essence of a real human being, but Bulger is such a monster that his performance is fitting, and the rest of the cast is as dependable as the informative and straightforward story. I give Black Mass 3 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is The Scorch Trials, the second movie in the Maze Runner series, based on the popular young adult novels.
Cops!
We gotta go.
Right now.
Come on. What the hell are you talking about?
They're coming. Come on. We gotta go.
Come on.
They're coming for us.
There are no mazes in this sequel to The Maze Runner, but there sure is plenty of running as the teens from the first movie flee zombies, sinister agents, and violent superstorms. The second movie in the dystopian sci-fi series just throws together a bunch of overused post-apocalyptic elements, from zombies to crumbling cities to rebel groups clad in earth tones, and it careens haphazardly from one to the next. The main cast of young people is as bland and forgettable as the end-of-the-world cliches they're forced to navigate. I give Maze Runner The Scorch Trials 2 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with me now is the producer, director, writer, choreographer, curtain puller, ticket taker, usher, but not the singer
cleaner.
Of, pole cleaner, but not the singer of, the stage show Sexy. At Westgate Cabaret, formerly the Shimmer Cabaret. The show is off at 10:45 nightly. Is that right?
It is at the moment at 10:45 p.m.
And joining me right now is that very woman, Jennifer Romas, a good friend, a great performer, and one of the great inspiration stories in this city. Thanks for coming back to the show, Jen Romas.
Thank you for having me,
and you're
me, John
lovely,
Katz.
Too, always, I should say, even though our radio audience is not going to appreciate it. As they listen, take my word for it, she's beautiful. Oh. So, Jen Romas, the show just passed a milestone.
Yes.
Of some sort. 175, is that what's going on here?
175, just last week. 175.
All right. Well, what are the latest upgrades? Let's just talk about the new stuff in the show.
Well, I have done some costume upgrades a little bit with some stuff for the girls, which is always fun for us. In terms of the actual stage.
So you're saying they wear costumes?
A little bit. Shoes.
I hadn't really noticed.
We wear shoes.
Target demographic.
Exactly. Love it. Well, then you know what? Then that shouldn't have spent that money.
Yeah, that's right. You should have run that idea by me first.
Too many
rhinestones.
So, some definite upgrades to the actual cabaret itself. Major new lighting.
Yes.
Big time. A new lighting was installed. Previously, the room was actually white. White floor, actually white stage, and my production was basically done all in front of the white scrim, which was my backdrop. And now we've got a beautiful, beautiful new floor that is very dark and awesome. We've got some risers that I'm hopefully putting some great things on as well soon. And we've got 3 huge LED screens that line the entire back of the wall.
Right.
So that, with all of the new lighting, gosh, it looks like $1 million. It's great. It's super fun to work with. Of course, always making changes and upgrading and things like that, but really, really happy with where I'm at right now with the show.
And you've got some cast alterations, changes?
A little bit here and there. We've got some, girls. We actually have quite a few changes. We are bringing into the world a sexy baby.
Wow. That's our first sexy baby.
The first sexy baby. My
you guys will have a long way to go to beat fantasy.
My first sexy baby to the cast. No, we've had some marriages within the cast. We've had some pregnancies within the cast. So obviously people taking some time off to, enjoy and grow in their own lives as well. So, mm-hmm. Some new additions to the show, which is great. Some new acts, a great group of alternates and swings as well for this show and hopefully some others as well. So
how many do we have? We have seven on stage.
Yep, seven
on a given night. And how many in the company overall? How many are in your employee?
I think we're at 12.
Okay. 12 that includes total. The swings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have you...
Well, we're probably at 15, but just with some changeover of some of the acrobatic stuff like that,
right.
I've switched some
saw
things
the hula
up.
Hooper the other night.
Yes, Sabrina Russo.
Sabrina Russo.
Yeah,
she's
little
amazing.
Italiano.
Yeah.
Sexy little thing.
She's a sexy little thing. She's so small, and she spins like several dozen hula hoops on the stage.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. She actually, she was... A last minute one night, my aerialist could not come in. So, you kind of scramble to go through some stuff to make choices to make the show run that well. And she had sent me some stuff when I was looking for acts for the show and things. And never really, to be honest, I wanted to use an aerial act or something, different like that for my show is what I primarily did. But she came in doing a ground act, which is always great as a backup as well if you don't have aerial. She came in, she rocked it, and now just with some changes and stuff going on, she's quite permanent in the show as
well.
Oh,
really?
So,
Along with the aerial?
No.
Oh, in place of the aerial.
Yeah.
Okay.
For right now.
Well, it's
yep.
a great
and
thing
I
to watch.
And I flip-flop back and forth with some things, but again, looking into other scenarios and other places and things where maybe you can't do aerial and things like that. This is a great backup.
Now you guys are Sexy's sharing the room right now with Jason Tenner and his Purple Rain.
The amazing
production.
Jason Tenner and DeAndre and
DeAndre the guitarist.
LC and everyone's amazing.
The band kills. It's a great show. And you don't even have to be necessarily a Prince fan to enjoy that show, but it's musically outstanding. And Jason is a terrific showman and a great performer. And that's the area before you guys, right?
Yep.
Before
he is
Sexy.
Before. Yep. And he's actually done some. Things with his show as well too. Added, some other performers as well, and changeover and crossover and some things like that to make his more of a production as well. So,
So those are the big two right now.
The two in the theater. Right now, yes.
So what's happening at the hotel right now? I mean, they're going through a big change in their entertainment strategy with the company Red Mercury that's booking everything. Let's specifically talk about your show. How are you dealing with the various hierarchy changes and all the stuff that's happened over Westgate?
I'm not gonna lie, it's definitely been a struggle. Again, this being my first kind of go around at this level with all of the responsibility that I have. David Siegel obviously bought the hotel last year.
Yep.
Last year, summertime.
The overlord of Westgate.
Yes.
Forty timeshares around the world. David
They're doing amazing with the timeshare business in that hotel. But the changeover of management and with all of that taking place has I'm not going to lie, been very difficult for me or I think anyone at the property, to be honest. Just every time someone new comes in or they do a changeover, you kind of have to start from square one. And of course, my show being obviously the most important thing to me might not be the number one thing on everyone else's plate. And, I work very closely with the hotel with my show and things like that. So, it has been a bit of a struggle.
Yeah. David is... The reason you're in the room.
Yes, David Siegel and Mark Waltrip, basically.
Number two. Across internationally, those are the two guys who run Westgate.
They're the boys.
And then subsequently, over the course of time, another company's come in to book the room also. Is that the challenge right there?
Yes,
Paragon Gaming,
who hires Red Mercury Entertainment to come into the venue. They've taken over the gaming and the entertainment portion of the hotel, which, to be honest, they know Vegas and are, hopefully making changes for the better for everyone. Dirk Arthur just opened up there a little bit while ago.
In the big theater, International
Theater.
Yeah, the
big theater over there. They've got some comedy, big wigs of comedy happening. I think they do once a month on a Friday night, a big Kings of Comedy show in the big theater.
That was happening the other night. What do they call it? Was it the Heavyweights?
Heavyweights of comedy. I think it might have a different name each time, but it's something like that.
That was what they were calling it the other night. Yeah. Earthquake was the headliner.
Earthquake.
That looked like it did well, that show.
Yeah.
There was a ton of people at the hotel that night.
Comedy sells. It's great. Uh-huh. Suzanne Summers, who was there, who was not coming back to the venue, mm-hmm. but they've got another show coming into the cabaret starting in October 7th. Cameo actually is coming in. So there'll be two.
Word up. Can you use
like,
a cameo? Those are the two songs.
Those are the two. Yeah, we all know.
We're going to make an hour and 15 minute show out of these two songs and cameo.
Yes, right? I love it.
You should use. Can you use Word Up in your show?
I know. That would be great. Well, we'll do a special little skit in his show. That's fine. I don't mind.
That would be kind of cool.
Same home, right? We're all family now.
You can bring Jason out there to jam.
Exactly.
The whole thing could be crossed over.
It's going to be great. No, but, you know, for them coming in and taking control of, you know, some of the avenues that I was not privy to before, they know the box office things. They know how to sell tickets. They know things like that. So it's opened up some of those doors for me as well. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you know, this show is still obviously my show to make happen and to make work. And
it's your show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I own the show. It's my show.
So when you have another vehicle, another entity come in, whatever you want to call it, a company, often they figure like they want to be in control of everything that's there.
Yeah.
That's
no, I'm very,
and that goes,
you know,
for Purple Rain
of
too,
course. Yeah, of course. And there's different rules and different way things and deals are structured and things like that. Fortunately, what's just kind of happened for me, I've come across some very, very wonderful people in town who are basically coming on board as my management team and business associates to help me not only with Sexy the Show, but in terms of branding and marketing my name and the actual name Sexy to do some other big things locally and internationally.
So what is your vision for the who is the management
it's
entity?
Lewis Mammo and Company.
Okay.
Mr. Lou Mammo, he's actually from Florida as well, but now resides here in Las Vegas. A gentleman on his team, Howard Brody. Okay. And I'm sure who many people actually know, Scott Santos.
Okay.
From Strip LV Magazine. Yep. is you know, knows, been here for years, knows the ins and outs of entertainment pretty much, especially the field that I'm in from top to bottom. And all of their people that they work with KHN and Lewis Mammo and Company are really coming together to help me with some things. So I feel very blessed with that opportunity, and we're kind of taking the, I think I said this last time, taking the bull by the horns, and we're gonna ride.
It was in the spring when you came back. I think you'd just been renewed.
After the first, I think, 3 months, and then,
So
going strong. Do you believe that?
It's an incredible story. Let's wind back to that, to the period of when you this all came to fruition. Let's just remind people of how this happened for you, because we know you, and I've known you in various levels of dance in Las Vegas and performance. Had seen you in Jason's show, for example, and Eye Candy, and those types of things. And all of a sudden, here you come with Jen Romas' Sexy at the Shimmer Cabaret. How did all that happen again? Just refresh our memories.
I mean, long story short, to be honest. You know, kind of trying to phase myself out of the actual performance, which I'm definitely not
really
doing now.
I know.
I'll probably say this a year from now, but recovering from some serious injuries and just not being able to work as much as I used to in terms of physically. So trying to find other avenues and ways to incorporate my knowledge through the years to make a career for myself, basically. So I was looking kind of for other work on a business level, on the back end of things with agencies and entertainment, you know, production and things like that. And I was also dancing for Jason at the time, Purple Rain.
Yep.
He was down at the D Hotel.
The D.
Yep. It was kind of my link to the, you know, it was my feel-good moments of my day when I'm like, okay, I can still dance, but let me kind of focus on some other stuff. And then he ironically moved to the Westgate.
With you in the show.
With me in the show.
And then Eric's
exposed
to
pretty
Jennifer.
Much there, yeah. I had been doing some other deals and negotiations with the hotel in terms of some big benefits and helping out with some other small entertainment things on property. So I kind of got to know the inside scoop of the people there. And then when Jason's show came over, everyone was like, oh, wow, she does dance. Okay. So, and then yes, David saw the show, and they approached me. And brought me into their office one day, and literally things happened from one day to the next. They said, can you put together a girly topless show? And you don't say no to that.
Especially when they have a check out, right? Like,
yeah.
Is that really what it was? I mean, did they have any vision about other than they wanted you to be involved in some kind
Nothing.
Of couples production?
I literally within 24 hours went home, racked my brain, turned it over, came up with a name, came up with some...
Name came after?
Name came within 24 hours of, can you do a show?
Right, after they asked you.
Oh, yes, yeah. Right, it was all literally, I literally pulled the Rolodex of all songs I had choreographed over the years for either, you know, gosh, for Britney's stuff, for Think Like a Man 2, for shows I've done in New York, for other burlesque shows, solos I've done throughout the years, compiled all of the music and went through the music. Okay, this doesn't fit, this fits, this might work, this doesn't work, and kind of literally was like, I had 3 weeks to put the show together, so there was no production to create everything from scratch and new and design and interpret and, you know, all of that stuff. So I literally was pulling from the box of things that I had done, basically. And I went in with a proposal, and I was like, this is the name. These are some of the songs that are going to be in the show. This is, you know, the plan of attack. And they're like, okay, great, go. Can you open January 4th? Yeah. Again, you don't say no, but it was definitely a talk about a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's pretty much been a roller coaster ever since, but a good one.
So what kind of and I ask this in the prism of you talking about the sexy brand and in the Jen Romas field, the empire, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. in the future. What is your vision for the show as it stands at the Westgate? Are you going to be able to do the overarching national sexy, this is Jen Romas's empire, and make that your home base?
That would be ideal. I mean, honestly, that would be ideal. You know, like a lot of other entertainers doing here in town as well. Maury Sawchuk is, mm-hmm. you know, he's got his home here in Vegas, but a lot of his stuff and TV shows and things that he does are based on the fact, obviously, that you have a Vegas mm-hmm. show running.
Who's a magician, folks, not a topless dancer.
Well, maybe.
Although, he just lost one.
Sorry, Maury. Well, two, actually.
Yeah. He lost a couple. One. Murray's a buddy of mine. I love Murray.
No, we all love Murray. But no, I think, you know, that gives me stability and a ground to work from. I mean, I've been kind of who I am from day one, but now the fact that I've got some notoriety in terms of having something successful on a bigger platform, it makes me, you know, it makes things that I do, I don't want to say that much more important, but there's a bigger demand for me being at events, for me going to places, for me getting other work. Mm-hmm. I've got a product to sell now.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's kind of the goal. You know, I obviously business wise, trademarked all the names and gotten the licenses and everything like that. Honestly, like I said, I'm not getting any younger. The goal is to eventually one day, I mean, maybe I'm thinking over my head, but you know, gosh, having, you know, sexy vodka, having sexy perfume, sexy at 40, sexy at 50, just things like that in terms of bringing that kind of everything. If you look at like ads and things like that, everyone uses the word sexy with one X, uh-huh. you know, like, oh my gosh, look at the sexy lingerie, or I want to be sexy, or oh, this or that. Uh-huh. So if I can utilize those things to brand it for myself,
it's a word, one of the biggies that yes. makes you think of a specific thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't, you know, when you verbalize it, it's
yeah. And again, sexy, mm-hmm. sexy is something different to every single person, to mm-hmm. to men and women of all ages and things like that. But it's, you know, it's again, I'm getting up there
anything,
in that 40,
yeah.
50, 60 age bracket. So no, it's like, you know, it's not just something for youngsters or the 25-year-olds or anything like that. You know, the demographics of the people that actually come to my show are couples well over their 40s, mm-hmm. 40s, 50s, and 60s, you know, as well as bachelorette parties, things like that. But that's the main goal, is to brand it, fitness videos, workout videos, sexy pole classes, and then obviously to have a touring show, you mm-hmm. know, maybe not exactly the same as this, make it suitable to fit other venues and things like that. But that's the goal.
Chippendales-like
yep.
in its structure. Right? Now, as we talk about you, you know, wanting to be off the stage, it's not just because that's what happens to a person who performs. You had a very serious injury mm-hmm. when you were in Eye Candy. And that was, what, 3 years ago now?
Oh, no. 2015?
About three?
Yeah, is it the end of 2011?
Okay.
I think I had the surgeries 2012.
And what happened?
I got dropped. Yeah, I literally just got dropped. My dance partner, Daniel Brown, dropped me in the middle of a show. Obviously not on purpose, but, you know, the show was strenuous and he was partnering with, you know, different girls every single night and lost grip of my feet on stage.
What were you on? What were you on exactly? What were you?
We were doing a duet dance number together, mm-hmm. and he did a move where he grabs me and flips me, and he literally just lost grip of my ankles, and I went flying across the stage and landed on my kneecaps. So the awkward, I mean, people get injured all the time and have very serious injuries and things. So I'm not kind of like the woe is me on that. It's just it was a very horrible, horrible experience,
both
traumatic.
Both of you injured.
Both, yes, but the left one pretty much shot. And just no support, honestly, from the show or the producers, which was horrible for me financially. And then the recovery time. I mean, my body still doesn't work the same, and it's led to other problems. It's led to other health issues. My back goes out. My ribs go out because I'm always counterbalancing. My knee doesn't bend all the way. My knee doesn't straighten all the way. It's.
I was watching you the other night. You can't detect it from the audience.
I know. I cheat a lot. I cheat. Everything's on the right side, if everyone knows it. Everything is
you're
on
moving,
the right
you're
side.
The right circles start to the right.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't detect it. But I will tell a quick story about you. We were at, I saw you in the, we're going to Marie Sawchuk's Ent Speak event.
Yes.
And we happened to walk in together because
oh,
we parked near each other.
Know.
Yeah, and we were parked inside the Fremont Street Experience Garage. I don't know if you remember this.
I might have even
written about it. But you were, and I came out and I saw you in your car.
Uh-huh.
So I came over to say hi and your leg comes out. And I say, oh, there's Jen's leg. And it, you kind of waited there for a second. I hear this Velcro unwrapping and then you had an ice pack.
It travels
around
with
your
me.
Leg. And you looked, you were all ready to be on the red carpet. And you were just dressed as you are, you know, looking beautiful. But there was this big brace that you were wearing while driving. I'm like, man, you know, and you dried your knee off and everything.
24/7
all
in
the
my
time.
Bag,
there
in the
is.
Car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously, 24/7.
And you still have to have it drained? And
yes. Not drained, actually.
Or some kind of therapy.
Yeah.
I see this on Facebook.
It was drained. I used to have it drained, but then they actually went back in and had to remove the bursa sac because it was punctured from the accident, actually. Mm-hmm. But no, I get way more cortisone shots than I'm supposed to. I do Euflexa shots as well,
mm-hmm.
which is a three-week process of gel-like injections, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Act as emollient,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because there's nothing. It's mm-hmm. bone on bone. They have to take everything out. So, yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, the pain meds and I still do rehab all the time, you know, therapy and to try to keep myself mobile. If I sit down too long, it's very difficult for me to keep moving. If I keep moving all the time, I'm good to go. That's why I don't ever want to retire because I don't think I'm ever going to make it out of bed. It's a trauma in the
best
morning, let me tell you.
For Jen Romas.
Oh my gosh. It's, yeah. You know, body in motion stays in motion. What's that commercial?
That's it. That's it. Never stop moving your feet. All right, Jen Romas. So we're at the end of this particular show. Thanks for coming down. And you're a great friend, a great performer, and really a sweetheart of a person and a person to root
Ooh,
for.
If I can I mention one big thing?
Mention
I think
it.
Solo Strips.
Oh, yes.
Coming up.
And that's this weekend.
Yep. Solo Strips, actually September 28th
yes.
at the Absinthe Theater. A benefit for AFAN, HIV, AIDS. All proceeds go to benefit those in need. Ryan Lyons from mm-hmm. LaRev is the director and coordinator for this. It's the fifth year. There will be no Broadway Bears this year.
Right. This is it.
This is mm-hmm. it. Solo Strips. Melody Sweets is performing. Alexander Stabler from LaRev. Three girls from my cast actually are performing. Alexandria and Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Chan will be hosting. It starts at midnight at the Absinthe Theater, and we want everyone to come on out.
Right on. And that's the thing to support. And anything that happens at the Absinthe tent is worth going to.
Yes.
It's a great time. So
great community support.
Thank you for mentioning that, Jen. And see her in Sexy at the Westgate Cabaret.